Let's shift focus now to Saudi Arabia. The government there just made a big decision. It's switching from an Islamic calendar to a Western one as a basis for public servant salary. The Western calendar is 11 days longer. So under the new system, many workers will have to work longer for the same amount of money. The pay cut is part of bigger changes in oil-rich Saudi Arabia designed to save the kingdom money. Joseph Kashishian is with the King Faisal Center for Research and Islamic Studies in Saudi Arabia. Why is the government trying to cut costs like this?
Simply because there are too many expenses that have to be settled. The subsidies are accumulating and the price of oil is down. It surprised a lot of people because some people are going to hurt as a result of these latest decision.
Now, the calendar caught our eye, but what other spending cutbacks are being put in place?
Well, the biggest cutbacks that are being introduced have to do with the subsidies over electricity and water. Ridiculously low prices for decades are being adjusted right now simply because just the subsidies that the government pays for electricity, water, even gasoline, amount to nearly $60 billion per year. This has been going on for decades, and there is just not that kind of revenue anymore to be able to afford this kind of welfare system.
Saudi has a reputation of being one of the most strictly religious states in the world. Is the switch away from an Islamic calendar, how is it being received by religious conservatives?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were to kind of vent a little bit, if you would like. But at the end of the day, this is an economic decision. So therefore, the religious folks can complain if they would like to, but I think that the economic prerogatives are going to override them.
Now, are you a public servant at the King Faisal Center? Does the calendar change affect your pay?
It affects my pay, but fortunately, not that much.
What changes will you have to make in your life?
you know, I haven't given this any thoughts, to be honest with you. I make enough to live on. I should not complain. But there are people who will hurt. I'm aware of that. But on the other hand, when we think about Saudi households, we oftentimes make the comparison that their households are similar to ours in the United States or in Western Europe, where you have a nuclear family, maybe a father, a mother, a couple of kids, maybe even less than that. Whereas in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, families tend to be fairly large, and a lot of people living under the same roof, which means that one salary cutback is going to affect a lot of people, but time will tell, of course.
Joseph Kashishian, thank you for telling us about this.
My pleasure.
Joseph Kashishian is with the King Faisal Center for Research and Islamic Studies in Saudi Arabia.